awaiting Vigaula. The tzaddik, the Chayza of Lublin, passed away on Tisha B'Av Tavkuf Ayin Hei, and his son, the tzaddik Rabbi Yosef of Torchkin, inherited the wall clock that had hung in his father's room. Once, while on his way back to his hometown, a violent storm broke out. Rabbi Yosef had to stop his journey and find shelter for 3 days in an inn owned by a simple Yid. When the storm passed and he prepared to leave, he told his host that he had no money with which to pay him. So since he had no alternative, he would give him the precious clock that had belonged to his father. A few years later, the tzaddik Rabbi Sochar Ber of Rodoshitz stopped at this inn, but couldn't sleep through the night. At every chime, he woke up and burst into joyous singing and dancing. The next morning, he asked the innkeeper from where he had received that clock. The innkeeper related how he had received it as payment. And when he went on to describe the stranger's appearance, Rabbi Sochar Ber exclaimed, "I could feel that this was the clock of the Chayza of Lublin. When the other clocks chime, they remind a person that he is 1 hour closer to the end of his life. But when the Chayza's clock chimes, it tells us that we are 1 hour closer to Mashiach." Soon after the Alter Rebbe had passed away, his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, overheard a few Chassidim lamenting the Ruchniyistik situation ever since the passing of their Rebbe, and concluded, "Only Hashem knows when Mashiach will finally come." He entered the room they were in and said, "That is the way Bilam speaks. I see it, but not now. I behold it, but it is not near. We Yidden must hope for Mashiach's arrival every single day." He continued, "I heard from my grandfather that his teacher, the Mezitcher Magid, was able to cause even a newborn child to experience the loftiest levels of Yirat Shemayim. His Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, could have even infused an inanimate object. Why did they not do so? And then, with the whole world aware of Hashem's presence, Mashiach would have come. Because Hashem did not yet want this. And if the arrival of Mashiach is dependent on Hashem's will, why would the passing of our Rebbe, my grandfather, change that? When the time comes and Hashem wills it, Mashiach will surely appear." On the first night of Shavuos Tavshin Chaf Zayin, soon after the Six-Day War, a chassid who was present at the Rebbe's table said to the Rebbe, "Since the Kosel HaMaravi is now accessible, if the Rebbe goes there, tens of thousands of Yidden will join him." The Rebbe responded, "Why only tens of thousands? When Mashiach comes, many more will travel." A grandchild of the tzaddik Reb Levi Yitzchok of Berditchev was engaged to marry a grandchild of the Alter Rebbe. When Reb Levi Yitzchok was shown a draft of the invitation indicating that the Groysa Chasana was due to take place in Zhlobin, he tore it up and instructed that the wording be changed to read, "The Chasana will take place in Mirtz Hashem and Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh and the Beis HaMikdash may be speedily rebuilt. However, if Chas V'Sholem Mashiach Tzidkenu will not yet be here, then the Chasana will take place in Zhlobin." One of the Chassidim of the Tzemach Tzedek ran an inn that he rented from the local Paritz, paying him 10 rubles at the beginning of every year. One year, the Chassid fell ill and sent his son to renew the contract and pay the Paritz for the coming year. The son decided to ask for a 5-year contract at a cheaper rate of 30 rubles, thus saving his father 20 rubles. The Paritz was so happy to receive the advance payment that he agreed. Full of excitement, the young man returned home and told his father of the great deal he had made. "Fool," screamed the father, "you paid the extra 20 rubles for nothing. Mashiach is coming right away and we'll all go to Eretz Yisrael. So the money you've paid for the next 4 years was all wasted." Before the tzaddik Reb Simcha Bunim of Shischa went to sleep, he would always place his talis and tefillin next to his bed. One of his close talmidim asked about this practice and he explained, "Since we await the coming of Mashiach at any moment, it is possible that while I am resting, the good news of his arrival will suddenly be heard. I want to be ready to go immediately with him to Eretz HaKodesh and not have to remain in this bitter galus for one extra moment. I don't mind disowning all my assets, but my talis and tefillin I must take, so I make sure to keep them close by." As the yeshiva bacher in Pressburg, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, later the Rav of Yerushalayim, once overheard a woman asking her friend what she had made that day for supper. "Squash," the other replied. "And for tomorrow?" the woman questioned further. "Chas v'shalom, don't speak like that. If Chas v'shalom Mashiach doesn't come by tomorrow, then I'll make lentils."